Friday, the 8th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is Friday, and on a Friday, we always think about the gospel we're going to hear on Sunday when you go to Mass with your family. So let's think a little bit about this Sunday's gospel. It's quite a strange gospel. Jesus talks about two kinds of people. Your priest may read the whole of the gospel, you may just read half, but let's imagine that he's reading the whole. The first kind is he talks about the teachers of the law. So those are the scribes and the Pharisees. And if you've been listening to Jesus for any length of time in the gospels, you will know that Jesus does not think a lot about the teachers of the law. And he says, watch out for the teachers of the law. He's quite strong in his language. They like to walk around in flowing robes and be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogue, which is like a church, and the place of honor whenever they go to someone's house for a meal. And they like to make long, lengthy prayers so people can see how holy they are. And then Jesus says, this is not how you must be. So it's the first group of people. He says, don't be like them. And then the second group of people Jesus talks about is he makes the disciples notice people putting money into the box for the offertory in the synagogue or in the temple. And some people put in a large amount of money because they've got lots of money. But then there was a widow who's very poor, and you can see from her clothes that she's poor, and she puts in just a few cents, we're told. And Jesus says, she has given more than everybody else because she gave from the little she had. So what's Jesus really talking about here? Well, I think he's saying that God wants us to give what we can give, and that God doesn't want us to be showy about it either. So God does not want us to put on a big thing and say, wow, look what I've done. God just wants us to do something quietly for God. What are the kinds of things you might do that might be like the widow, the poor widow putting her few cents in? Well, you might give some of your pocket money at Mass, and that counts more to God than all the adults putting in all the money that they earn. That's much more than your pocket money, because God's not interested in how much in the way a bank is, but in what you're giving from your heart. But perhaps the same thing could be said about if somebody at school doesn't have lunch and you share your lunch with them. That's giving from what you have and making sure that they're okay. Who's done that before? Who's shared some of their lunch when somebody else didn't have lunch? That's a very Christian thing to do. And who, when somebody gets to school and goes, I left my pencil case at home, I have no pencils or pens to write with today, has shared a pen or a pencil or an eraser or a sharpener? All of you have, haven't you? Then you are doing what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to share with one another. And in the same way, Jesus at other places says, if you really want to pray, don't stand in front of the crowd and make a big, loud noise and show how impressive you are, but go quietly into your own room, shut the door, and speak in your heart to God, because God knows what's already in your heart. So essentially, these are quite old-fashioned words that you don't hear influencers using today on YouTube. Jesus is talking about generosity, modesty, humility, simplicity. These are what we need to be living. We need to be humble. We need to be modest. We need to be generous. We need to be simple. If we live with simplicity and generosity to others, and with humbleness and kindness, then we are following Christ. Let's close our eyes now, and let's pray for those graces. Lord, help me to be like Jesus. Help me to be simple, gentle, generous. Help me to be humble. Help me to be modest. like Jesus, so that I may follow you, and that I may become more and more like your beloved Son. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.